From Tidbits on February 17th, 2014, this is Watchlist, Notable Software Updates by Tidbits staff. Devon Technologies has updated all three editions of its Devon Agent Research software to version 3.7. Devon Agent Pro receives a new scanner plugin that not only researches Twitter, but also scans found pages for links containing Twitter IDs and reports them. Additionally, the Pro edition improves how it highlights selected items in lists, fixes minor issues with the URL handling with regard to OS 10.9 Mavericks, and fixes the handling of file names to begin with a tilde by various automator actions. All three editions also receive an updated tube scanner, updated search sets, and Macintosh News, updated plugins, and improvements to the French localization. Lemkesoft has released Graphic Converter 9.1 with a number of new and updated features. The venerable graphic conversion and editing utility adds the capability to attach images to email via a new menu item, anti-aliasing to the pin tool, the capability to extract images from a PDF, curve support for grayscale images, and pressure support for the pin tool. The user interface also receives a number of changes, including the addition of options to display a larger color label and color mode of an image in the browser, new browse, copy, and browse Google Drive menu items, and added save, undo, and redo icons to the toolbox. The update also improves animated GIF support, improves rename options for extensions, and fixes a possible bug with selections and core image filters. Webin has released ReadKit 2.4, a major update to the RSS client and Relator app, with improvements to keyboard navigation and the introduction of a new sharing service. With version 2.4, most keyboard shortcuts can be customized under the Shortcuts tab of Preferences. ReadKit also adds support for the Buffer sharing service, which enables you to share links to your social media connections immediately or schedule them to appear throughout the day or week. The update also adds the capability to highlight code blocks, brings more granular preference settings on a per-account basis, adds a customizable sharing toolbar, improves sync speed of the built-in RSS engine, and improves compatibility with OS 10.9 Mavericks. Unfortunately, ReadKit 2.4 drops support for 10.7 Lion. Code42 Software has released CrashPlan 3.6.3 with a simplified installation process for new users, thanks to the inclusion of the Java runtime environment when installing on Mac OS 10.7.3 Lion and later. Previously, you were prompted to install Java separately, now that Apple doesn't include Java by default. The update also increases the Java heap space allocation to 1,024 MB for better performance, ensures that network interface exclusions and wireless network exclusions are properly obeyed, provides more control over crash plans and limited version retention, enables those who use the 448-bit encryption plus password security scheme to set a challenge question and answer, and updates translations. There's no need to download CrashPlan 3.6.3 manually, as the app should upgrade automatically in the coming days if it hasn't already. The version number is displayed prominently in the app's Settings Account screen. Brett Terpstra has released Marked 2.2 Build 822, which adds a couple of new features to the Markdown Previewer. According to this blog post, the latest build improves how Marked handles opening external files that aren't recognized, asks whether you want to open links in the current window or a new one, and improves how it handles YAML. Marked also now features MathJax configuration updates, syntax highlighting improvements, and a fix for multi-markdown metadata like base header level and quotes language not being recognized. A quick update to build 823 fixes a minor bug. Smile has released version 6.1.4 of its PDF Pen and PDF Pen Pro all-purpose PDF editing apps, both of which receive a fix for an elusive memory-related CGPDF crash during printing. Both apps also improve responsiveness when drawing on a tablet by reducing the frequency of drawing updates, fix a bug that prevented the editing bar's color selector from updating, increase the maximum number of pages to 999 when creating a PDF from HTML, and resolve an issue with displaying highlighting on rotated pages. Apple has released two version 5.1 updates to its Bootcamp virtualization software, both of which add support for the 64-bit versions of Windows 7, Windows 8, and Windows 8.1. Bootcamp 5.1.5640 is for those with MacBook Pro, MacBook Air, Mac Mini, and iMac models released in mid to late 2013, while Bootcamp 5.1.5621 is for all models of the Mac Pro, MacBook Pro models with Retina displays released in early 2013, and all other MacBook Pro, MacBook Air, Mac Mini, and iMac models released prior to 2013. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, Aspira Media, and Page Zero Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates by email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and we're trying to find out if anyone is actually listening to these audio versions of our articles to see if it's worth continuing to record them. If you're a regular listener, please email Adam at ace@tidbits.com and let him know what you think.